September 3rd. Frederick Douglass fights for African Americans. On this day in 1838, Negro slave Frederick Douglass escaped from captivity in Maryland, USA. Douglass was born into slavery and was 20 years old when he escaped the plantation where he'd been working. Dressed as a sailor, in later life, he was an active abolitionist and campaigner for women's suffrage, as well as black suffrage. A powerful orator, he published several books about his experiences as a slave and held many public government offices. A striking-looking man with dark skin and Western features, his father was rumored to be the plantation owner where he had been born. Douglass married twice, the first to a black woman, the second time to a white woman. He answered the critics by saying that his first marriage had been to someone the colour of his mother, his second marriage to someone the colour of his father. Today's poem is about slavery by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The Slave Singing at Midnight. Loud he sang the Psalm of David. He, a Negro and enslaved, sang of Israel's victory, sang of Zion, bright and free. In that hour when night is calmest, sang he from the Hebrew psalmist, in a voice so sweet and clear that I could not choose but hear songs of triumph and ascriptions, such as reached the swart Egyptians, when, upon the Red Sea coast, perished Pharaoh and his host. And what earthquake's arm of might breaks his dungeon gates at night. Today I ask for freedom for all those in the world who are still slaves, whether to other cruel people or to the slavery of addiction.